Blog Talk Radio.
David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise will continually be in my mouth.
So I will bless the Lord. Oh yes, I will.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you each and everybody for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. I pray that you had a blessed 4th of July with your families. Now it's time to get some spiritual word, some spiritual food. You ate physical food. Now it's time to eat spiritual food. And I pray that it be a blessing to you, that you will learn something on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, tonight I ask that you bless everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that this word will be fire to them, Lord God, that they may learn something, Lord God, and that they may want to change, Lord God, that they will stop being all talk, Lord God, and that they will be about action, talk and action, talk and action, that some things may get done in their lives, God. I ask that you set me down, Lord God, and that you use me mightily tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we have two foundational texts for tonight. The first one comes from James chapter 2, verse 17 from the Amplified Bible. The second foundational text also comes from James chapter 2, verse 26 from the Contemporary English Version. James 2:17 from the Amplified says, "So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead." So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself it is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. James 2:26 from the Contemporary English Version. Anyone who doesn't breathe is dead. Anyone who doesn't breathe is dead. And faith that doesn't do anything is just as dead. And faith that doesn't do anything is just as dead. Some of you, you talk faith. Some of you, you talk faith. You even quote scriptures, but nothing. You quote scriptures, but nothing. That would be like a spouse sounding faithful, but is not. That would be like a spouse sounding faithful, but is not. Some of you, you talk faith, you even quote scriptures, but nothing. That would be like a spouse sounding faithful, but is not. God says it's time you walked your faith out. It's time you walked your faith out. Stop just sounding like you're full of faith. Stop just sounding like you're full of faith. And let your words spill over into actions. And let your words spill over into actions. Deeds of obedience. Are you familiar with the phrase, "You talk a good game, but talk a good game, but"? The title of tonight's message is, "Stop being all talk." Stop being all talk. Beloved, God didn't call you just so you could be all talk. God is waiting on you to follow through on some things. Somebody, God is waiting on you to follow through on some things that your mouth has said. God is waiting for you to follow through on some things that your mouth has said. Where's your A game? Where is your A game on tonight? When you were popping firecrackers, laughing and talking and eating with your friends and your family, there was your A game. Now I need you to bring your A game to Prolific Fire to God on tonight. Most important, I need you to bring your A game and apply it to your faith on tonight. Where's your A game? A for action. If God is your example, and He should be, then you should know that God didn't just talk. God did more than talk. If God is your example, then you should know that God did more than talk. He brought His A game. He brought His A game. And then He assigned. He spoke, and then He assigned. Let's look at Psalms 33, verse 6 through 7. Psalms 33, 6 through 7. Psalms 33, verse 6 from the NIV. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. The starry host by the breath of His mouth. Verse 6 and 7 from the New Living Translation. The Lord merely spoke. The Lord merely spoke. That's all He did. He merely spoke. And the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were created. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. He assigned the seas as boundaries. So from this verse, we see that the Lord merely spoke. And towards the end of the verse, it says, he assigned the seas as boundaries. Again, he spoke and he assigned. He spoke and he assigned. If God is your example of how to get things done, and again, he should be. If God is your example of how to get things done, you have to do more than just talk. You have to do more than just talk. You have to speak the word and then assign some boundaries. Somebody, you have to speak the word of God, but you also have to assign some boundaries. In other words, you have to speak the word, which is the spiritual part of it, speaking the word. But then you have to do something in the natural. You have to set some boundaries. You have to speak the word and then assign some boundaries. And we see that God did that in Psalms 33:6-7 from the New Living Translation. It's time for you to speak, then assign some boundaries to your life that will help you accomplish your desired goal. How many of you tonight have a desired goal? Well, if you do, you have to speak and then assign some boundaries to your life that will help you accomplish your desired goal. Knowing the word and speaking the word is good. Don't get me wrong. Knowing the word and speaking the word is good, very good. But you must speak it, then take corresponding action. In school they taught, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Well, you know what? God is waiting on your reaction to wanting to be debt free. And many of you, you want to be debt free. God is waiting on your reaction to wanting to be debt free. Don't just speak, I owe no man anything but to love him. That's the scripture, and that's good. But don't just speak, I owe no man anything but to love him. Romans 13:8, King James Version. Assign some boundaries to your spending habits. You can't just speak that word and leave it there. You got to assign some boundaries to your spending habits. Don't just speak. God knows exactly where I should live. Acts 17:26 from the easy reading version. Don't just speak. God knows exactly where I should live. Assign some boundaries to your time. Assign some boundaries to your time. Don't spend all your spare time on social media, on the phone, binge watching that popular TV show, but spend some time with the Lord. But spend some time with the Lord. And as the Holy Spirit leads you to go to different neighborhoods, get up and go. You can't just speak, God knows where I should live. That's a powerful scripture. It's Acts 17:26 from the Easy Reading Version. You can't just speak that. If you're looking for a new home, you want to be in a better neighborhood, a new neighborhood, you got to speak that word, keep on confessing it, but then you have to do something. You can't spend all your time on social media, on the phone, watching that popular show. You have to spend time with the Lord, and when you hear his spirit speaking to you, you get up and you go to that neighborhood and check it out. And who knows, God will bless you. If you go in his time, and I know he'll bless you. Same thing with your spending habits. You just can't speak that scripture and say, oh, no, man, nothing. You got to set some spending habit boundaries. You got to stop spending everything. Stop spending everything. But whatever you do tonight, stop being all talk and getting upset when nothing happens the way you thought it should. Faith is 100% talk and 100% action. What does that mean on tonight? It means it takes everything that you got. Faith is 100% talk and 100% action. It takes everything that you got. You must give it all of your all. You must give it all of your all. Every time you speak the word, you are building your faith. Every time you speak the word, you are building your faith. Based on what you heard come out of your mouth. Based on what you heard come out of your mouth. That's what I like about it. I can build my own faith. I don't have to wait till somebody else is speaking the word. I can be of my own faith because I know what I want to see manifested in my life. Therefore, I got to get in the Word and know what scriptures to speak, and I also have to know what boundaries to assign to my life to make it come to pass, because faith is more than talk. Faith is also action, and that's why some of you are not seeing anything manifest. You're all talk on tonight and no action. Stop being all talk. As I said, when you speak the word, you're building your own faith based on what you heard come out of your mouth. Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17, New King James. But after your faith is built, don't just drop the ball. That's what many of you do. You drop the ball. You say, I'm speaking the word. That should be enough. No. Don't drop the ball. That's not the end of the game. Don't drop the ball and take the easy way out. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. How about that? You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. Faith requires more than getting out the boat. Faith requires more than getting out the boat. You must be prepared to walk. That's what God wants to see you do on tonight. He wants to see you walk. He wants to see you move, take action. He wants to see you walk in your faith, move and take action in your faith. Stop being all talk. God didn't just call you so you could be all talk. You are saved, which means you are part of God's kingdom. If you're saved under the sound of my voice on tonight, that means you are part of God's kingdom. 1 Corinthians 4:20 from the New Living Translation says, for the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. See, I told you, for the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power. It is living by God's power. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 4:20 from the New Living Translation. The Message Bible says, it's an empowered life. It's an empowered life. You have been empowered to not just talk faith. You have been empowered to not just talk faith, but to act faith. Take action. Live by God's power. Somebody tonight, live by God's power. You've been trying to live by your power, and you know ain't nothing happening. You see what's going on in your life, nothing much. Stop trying to live by your power and live by God's power. It is possible to build a reputation among people of being nothing but all talk. It is possible to build a reputation among people of being nothing but all talk. And I'm sure we all know somebody that they're nothing but talk. We've been around them enough to know that they just talk. They're not going to do anything but talk. They're just all talk. It is possible to build that type of reputation among people of being nothing but all talk. And if people know, the devil also knows that about you. If people know, then that means the devil also knows that about you. Once you build a reputation of being nothing but all talk among people, it will be hard to break. And once you build that type of reputation, it will be hard to break. Not only will people not take you serious, but the devil won't either, and you don't want that. People won't take you seriously, and if that ain't bad enough, the devil won't take you serious either. Therefore, you must take your faith life serious. Therefore, you must take your faith life serious and not just talk, but display your faith through your actions daily. Therefore, take your faith life serious and not just talk, but display your faith through your actions daily. Not sometimes, not when you feel like it. You got to act like you got faith even when you don't feel it. Because faith is not a feeling, faith is an action. You got to do something daily to show God, and most of all, to show the devil that you got faith and that you mean business. If you want the devil to know you're not playing, but you demand he back off. If you want the devil to know you're not playing, but you demand that he back off, be serious about your faith. Number one, be serious about your faith. Number two, intentional about your words. Number three, purposeful in your actions. That's number one, be serious about your faith. Number two, intentional about your words, purposeful in your actions. Things will never change in your life until action accomplishes your faith, not just talk. Things will never change until action accomplishes your faith, not just talk. Somebody, your life is in a dry season. somebody on tonight joining me on the sound of my voice, your life is in a dry season, and nothing you're saying is producing, and nothing you're saying is producing. Your faith has become destitute of power and operative dead because you spend all of your time talking faith. You spend all of your time talking faith and none of your time working faith. And, beloved, there is a difference between talking and working, talking and working. You know that from your job. You don't just go to your job and talk, unless you're a phone operator or you work in customer service or something like that. If you don't and you got some other type of job, you're going to have to put in some work. You're going to have to get up. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to go from this person to that person. You're going to have to get this and get that. You're going to have to put some action to it. Even if you're on the phone, you still got to put some action. You got to open your mouth. You can't talk unless you open your mouth, and there's an action too. Things will never change in your life until action accompanies your faith, not just talk. You're in a dry season and nothing you're saying is producing. Your faith has become dead of power, destitute of power, inoperative dead, because you spend all of your time talking faith and none of your time working faith. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Faith doesn't just work for some people. I know the devil may have you believe sometime when you're discouraged that faith is not for you. Faith just works for some people. God has his picks and chooses. That is not true. Faith doesn't just work for some people. Faith will work for all people who have the courage to work it. Faith will work for all people that have the courage to work it on tonight. That means you. Courage to work it. The courage to actually do something in response to the promises of God. You must do something in response to the promises of God. Anyone who doesn't breathe is dead. And faith that doesn't do anything is just as dead. James 2:26, Contemporary English Version. Your faith was designed to work. Your faith was designed to work, to do something. Your faith shouldn't have a hard time finding a job, finding a task to complete. Will your faith be remembered? Will the people around you remember you when you're gone as a woman of faith, as a man of faith? Or will you be remembered for only talking a good game? Or will you be remembered as that person that just talk a good game? But when it came down to actually doing something, making your faith work, you did nothing but complain. How about that? You did nothing but complain. Stop being all talk. I have a friend that when he in faith heard God tell him to move, he moved. He uprooted his family and moved. He relocated his family from Chicago to Mississippi. And although his wife had her reservations about the move, she followed her husband to a new state, a new church, new people. Employment came later for him. That was years ago, and the move has proved to be a blessing. That was years ago, and the move has to be a blessing because the man of God obeyed what he heard the Lord say. He moved in faith. He didn't stay in Chicago. He could have stayed in Chicago because his wife didn't want to come, but he moved, and he told her, God said we should be in Chicago. Told me that we should be in Mississippi, that I need to be in Mississippi, and he acted on it. He moved his entire family, and since that time, the Lord has blessed. If you know God told you to do something, every day that you don't act on your faith but only talk is another day you have successfully forfeited the blessing God has for you. If you know that God told you to do something, and some of you know it, you know exactly what God told you to do. Every day you don't act on your faith, but only talk is another day you have successfully forfeited the blessing God has for you. Talk faith. Quote scriptures. But don't just stop there, because there ain't nothing wrong with quote scriptures. That's good. But don't just stop there. Stop being all talk. Faith is more than talk. God wants you to learn to walk in your faith, walk to take action. To every Christian really trying to obey the voice of God. Faith is not just the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is also an action word. Faith is also an action word. Faith has a plan of action attached to it. Faith has a plan of action attached to it. Faith has words and actions. That's all I'm trying to tell you tonight. That's all God sent me to try to get through to you tonight. Faith has words and actions to back it up. Stop being all talk. My friends, what good is it to say that you have faith when you don't do anything to show you really do have faith? Can this kind of faith save you? James 2:14 from the Contemporary English Version asks the question, can this kind of faith save you? In other words, stop being all talk. You say you have faith, but you don't do anything to show that you really do have faith. Your unsaved loved ones look at you and think your life, they look at you and think you're living a life of fiction and not faith. They look at you and they think you're out of your mind. You're just living a fairy tale life, a life of fiction and not faith. Your faith is destitute of power. You don't do anything. So you have no actions, deeds of obedience, no demonstration power. It's sad, but that kind of faith you're displaying can't save you. And as a matter of fact, it can't save nobody else either. Yet you want to be a friend of God. We've all been guilty of singing that song, I'm a friend of God. Yet you want to be a friend of God. But the Bible says that Abraham's faith and deeds, his faith and his deeds, worked together. He proved his faith was real by what he did. Not by what he said. The scripture said he proved his faith by what he did. James 2:22 from the Contemporary English Version. That's key. In this next season of Christianity, we will be able to determine the have and have nots, not based on a television show, but based on what you do, your faith will be proven. Not based on a popular television show, the have and have nots, but in this next season of Christianity, we will be able to tell the real have and have nots based on what you do, based on what you do. Not what you say, based on what you do, because if the truth be told, we all can make our mouths say anything. Not based on what you say, but based on what you do, your faith will be proven. Abraham was not all talk. Abraham was not all talk, but he actually believed enough to do something. Abraham was not all talk, but he actually believed enough to do something. Maybe that's the problem. You don't believe enough to do something. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the bottom line. That's the problem. You don't believe enough to do something. But anyway, Abraham had faith in God, and God accepted him. That's how Abraham became God's friend. James 2:23, Contemporary English Version. I wonder how it feels to have God accept your friend request. I wonder how does it feel to have God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God, accept your friend request. Wow. For those of you on Facebook, on social media like myself, I wonder how it would feel to have God, accept our friend request. Abraham went through a season of testing. God tested his faith. The test was hard, but Abraham passed. He took action. He did something. He took action. He did something. Though it was hard, he wasn't all talk. Talking faith is good. Like I said, talking faith is good. But there comes a time when you will be tested. And in order to pass the test, your talk will have to be accompanied by actions. Your talk will have to be accompanied by actions. Otherwise, your talk will be considered just talk, a sound to be dismissed and disregarded. And you don't want that. You don't want the sound of your voice to be dismissed and disregarded. But you want, when you speak, you want it to come forth because you know that you've been doing the proper things, that you've been speaking that word, that you've been acting it out, that you've been living according to what the Word of God says. You want it to come to pass. You do not want to be dismissed and discarded. Saying and doing is a must. Saying and doing is a must. Saying, talking, and doing, action, is a must. Study in your spare time, Hebrews 11, and you will see how Noah believed God and took action. Noah believed God and took action. How Abraham believed God and took action. How Rahab, the prostitute, believed God and took action. And so many others. That's why Hebrews 11 is called the Hall of Faith. At this time, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice and you're not saved, saved simply means in right standing with God, but you desire to be. Whether you're on the phone lines, online, listening through iTunes or a podcast amp, repeat after me because there's no distance in prayer. Father God, I come to Jesus tonight. I come to Jesus, a sinner, asking to be saved, freed from this life I'm living. I have enough faith, just enough to receive now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that we're on one accord, that we're all on one accord, we're all saved. Carla, I see you, I'm coming. Now that we're all on one accord, let's pray this message out. Father God, teach us faith beyond talk. Teach us faith beyond talk. Give us the courage to act on what you say so that our lives will go from a dry season of nothing to producing much. Help us to remember faith works for all. If we work it and not just talk, if we work it and not just talk, it's time out for talking a good game. It's time out for talking a good game. It's time for winning actions. It's time for winning actions. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice that needs prayer, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you everybody that joined me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord was a blessing unto you. Hello, caller, yes. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Dan from Florida. I just wanted to call and let you know that I listened to your broadcast. I enjoyed it. And it really stirs you up. It's like a nice swift kick from the rod. When the shepherd will hit you with the rod to help keep you in line, I like to hear that, and I appreciate you.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much for joining.
And I also want to encourage you too that you step out in faith. That's what you're doing with this show, and praise God for you. Have a happy 4th of July.
You too. Thank you so much. I receive that.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. Is there anybody else that desires to say anything or you have a prayer request on tonight? If so, press 1. Press 1, press 1, press 1. Okay, we're moving on. Many of you know, if you've tuned into this show for any time, my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pate, has a prayer line. It's every Friday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. It's every Friday. Call 712-451-0011. That's 712-451-0011. The access code is 474723. And she will be praying. Just call in and receive the prayer. Also, join me next Monday. We're here every Monday, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Call the number, the same number that you call. Call it again. Or if you're online, do what you did to get online this time. Do it again next Monday, which will be July the 11th. The message will be Justice Miscarried. Justice Miscarried, in honor of Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Freddie Gray, etc. But that was not the first time that justice miscarried. That's what you need to know. That was not the first time that justice miscarried. Just ask Jesus. Just ask Jesus. You know I'm going to bring it from a biblical standpoint. Visit the ministry's website. Visit prolificfireministry.com. Prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fireministry.com. And also, there were no prayer requests on tonight, but I appreciate my brother calling in and encouraging me and being blessed by the word. But if somebody on the line, you need a prayer request or a private consultation throughout the week, you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @prolificfire, on Periscope @prolificfire, Instagram @prophetessstacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Until next Monday, you all, God bless you. Have a good night. The end of the broadcast.